Welcome back to the Midday Show. As I mentioned, this is a very, very special day indeed. My guest today on the Midday Show is my friend, my colleague, MK. Welcome to the Midday Show, MK.
Hi, thank you so much for doing this.
My pleasure. Thank you for coming on. I don't think we've ever done anything like this before.
No, I've had you sit in on the afternoon, but I don't think I've sat in on the midday yet.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I think it is true, and that's good to finally rectify that mistake.
And this is a momentous occasion.
I know. Let's get this out of the way right away. This isn't just a coincidence or spontaneous, even though you're always welcome to stop by. But you, your band, Taylor Swift, is having a performance tomorrow evening, Friday night, from 6 to 9 at a You guys are having a show in Marlboro, New York, right?
Yes, we are. At a winery. You can get the details on our social media. Our Instagram is at Taylor Swift NPZ for New Pulse, because we are old New Pulse heads.
All right. Well, I'm anxious to hear a song that you guys are, you know, a little preview. So let's hear a song, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. So
thank you.
Yeah, I've talked about my band on air before. Taylor Swift, we're obviously a Taylor Swift cover band.
Right.
And what I try to bring to the show is to put on a show for people who love Taylor Swift, obviously, but also people who maybe have never really heard her music or don't care for her and are just there for a friend. We really try to make sure those people have a good time too. So it's not... it's not what you think.
For the super fans only.
It's definitely for the super fans, but not just them. So
good to know.
Yeah, so I thought I would give a little sneak preview of what's going to happen at the show. I don't usually do this one solo acoustic, but I thought I would start with one everybody knows.
Yes, and you're okay. What's the song?
Blank Space.
Blank Space, and this is MK also playing guitar.
Nice to meet you, where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. Hey, new money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny? Rumors fly, and I know you heard about me, so hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. But you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies, I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want, be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. Oh no, screaming, crying, perfect storms. I can make all the tables turn. Rose garden filled with thorns. Keep you second guessing like, oh my God, who is she? I get drunk on jealousy, but you'll come back each time you leave. Cause darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. But you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, gonna take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I am insane. But I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't warn ya. Cause it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. But you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we're gonna take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name.
Bravo.
Thank
you. That was
you.
Wonderful, MK. That was
it's
great.
It's so scary playing on the radio.
Oh, you did wonderfully. I'm sure that all of your our listeners are going to be, you know, calling in. And that was wonderful.
Thanks
really
so
great.
Much. Yeah, it's funny. You've played on the radio with me. And
that was scary too.
I think you can attest that, like, it's a lot scarier to do this than it is to put on a show in front of a live audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm hoping that that will, you know, it kind of give listeners a greater idea of what you're about, you know, because we, as hosts or DJs, we just have like a more limited, you know, people have a limited idea of who we are. And this is a nice way to kind of expand on that a little
totally.
Bit.
Totally. And, you know, talking mm-hmm. about putting on a show, like that's really what Taylor Swift is all about. Like we are
right.
so performance heavy. I am such a, if I do say so myself, fun front person. Like I get down in the audience, I run around, nice. I interact with people. Like I'm there to put on a show
and give them their money's worth.
Absolutely. But it's a free show on Friday.
All right. Well, they're definitely getting their money's worth. Tell me a little bit about the origin story of Taylor Swift. When did it, you be? Did you, I'm assuming you founded it. You started
it. I didn't
it?
Actually.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
The band has been around in one capacity or another since 2015, if you can believe that. So James Dillon, who is our other, he's kind of our rhythm guitarist and second lead singer, he started the band back in 2015 just because he loves Taylor Swift and just was like mostly playing at Snug's open mics and looped in our good buddy and guitar player, Ethan, who's also been a Friends Day friend here before. And then me, I joined, I think like 2019. Yeah, because my first time getting COVID was from Taylor Swift practice. So I think I joined in 2019. And wow. I was the one who was like, we're going to take this seriously. We're going to get good gigs. Like, we, you know, we can do something with this. So I think I'm kind of the driving, like, business mind behind it. And then more recently, my husband became the bassist, DJ, who's a legendary metal bassist. So we're super lucky to have him. And Gabe Marquez, who's also an amazing key player. He's been in the Other Brothers. He's in the 209s right now. Just another person we're so lucky to have. And Brad Kelly on drums, who, again, we're incredibly lucky to have from CFR and other projects around here.
I'm curious, as I was listening, I really did enjoy that song. And
did
I'm
you know it? Have you heard that one before?
No. And I'm slightly embarrassed because I did want to... I was listening. Let me correct myself. I may have heard it because I was listening to her albums when she decided to reproduce the album,
the
albums on her own terms. I was listening to it because it made me very curious, and I really appreciate her now. She's really become
she's a force of nature.
A true force of nature.
Whether you love or hate her music, you cannot deny that she is incredibly talented, prolific, and
all the above.
Just a genius businesswoman, you know, whatever else you think of her.
Right. And having obviously enormous impact on the culture in many ways. And I'm just wondering, though, considering how far back you go with Taylor Swift, what was it about her then that drew you to her music?
Oh, thank you for asking. Yeah, my journey towards becoming a Swiftie was long and slow. I, back in the day, because I'm actually the same age as her, we're both born in 89, so I was kind of, you know, aware of her coming up at the same time as I was, you know, growing up as well. And I actively disliked her in the beginning because it was like, well, the early stuff was very country, which was very much not my style. And then kind of the early singles, Love Story and You Belong With Me, I sort of wrote off as like, you know, kind of corporate pop. Because at the time, right. I didn't really understand that like she was the one writing all of these songs and she was really the driving force behind her own music. But I also like, you know, I was a Girl Scout camp counselor at the time, and I was like, this is not feminist music. You kids shouldn't be listening to this. And sometimes, I don't know exactly what happened in between then, but I guess I just kind of stopped thinking about her. And then the 1989 era came out, and I was driving home from a band practice one night, totally different band, and that song that I just sang, Blank Space, came on in the car, and I was like, oh my God, I like this.
What?
And that was
the
turning point.
I'm a fan.
Right, and at first it was like ironic, and it was like a guilty pleasure, and then, you know, as so many guilty pleasures do, it slowly became less ironic, and slowly it was just like, no, you know what? Like, I like her. I'm fascinated by her. That's really what it is. I am fascinated by her, and it's only gotten worse over the years.
I get it. I get it. All right, we're going to hear another song from MK from the... you know, their trove of songs that Taylor Swift performs and will be performing this Friday evening in Marlboro, New York. So this is MK. MK, again, thank you so much for coming on the Midday Show. This is so much fun. I would love to do it again. And anytime you guys have a gig, please feel free to come on the Midday Show. I love that.
Slowly going to turn the KZE listenership into Swifties.
That's great. We can one person at a time, one listener at a time. So what's the next song you're going to play here?
So we're going to fast forward to the Midnights album, which is from 2022. And that was the most recent release that she had put out until she basically surprise dropped the Tortured Poets Department album this year. And I chose this song because A, I've been practicing it for the show. I'm actually going to do a couple solo acoustic songs at the show. And B, I think for an audience that I know is not super familiar with Taylor, I think this is a really good one because it's incredibly autobiographical. So if you want to know her story from her perspective, here is the song. And will you bump up my reverb again?
I absolutely will.
So yeah, this one's called You're On Your Own, Kid.
Summer went away, still the yearning stays. I play it cool with the best of them. I wait patiently, he's gonna notice me. It's okay, we're the best of friends. Anyway, I hear it in your voice. You're smoking with your boys. I touch my phone as it fits your face. I didn't choose this town, I dream of getting out. There's just one who could make me stay. All my days, from sprinkler splashes to fireplace ashes, I waited ages to see you there. I searched the party of better bodies just to learn you never cared. You're on your own, kid, you always have been. Great escape, so long, Daisy May. I picked the petals, he loves me not. Something different bloomed, writing in my room. I play my songs in the parking lot. I'll run away from sprinkler splashes to fireplace ashes. I called a taxi to take me there. I searched the party of better bodies just to learn. And my dreams aren't rare. You're on your own, kid. You always have been. From sprinkler splashes to fireplace ashes, I gave my blood, sweat, and tears for this. I hosted parties and starved my body like I'd be saved by a perfect kiss. The jokes weren't funny, I took the money. My friends from home don't know what to say. I looked around in a blood-soaked gown and I saw something they can't take away. So there were pages turned with the bridges burned. Everything you lose is a step you take. So make the friendship race. Let's take the moment and taste it. You got no reason to be afraid. You're on your own, kid. Yeah, you can face this. You're on your own, kid. You always have been.
And that's our own MK there. Taylor Swift will be performing Friday night, 6 o'clock in Marlboro, New York.
And I promise most of the songs aren't that emotional. Most of them are really fun.
It's good to have the whole
enchilada.
Oh, perfect. The exactly, the whole enchilada. And MK, how do people find out more details about Taylor Swift?
The best way to keep up with us is on our Instagram at Taylor Swift NPZ. We put show announcements and some fun little video clips if you kind of want to see what the whole band looks like together. And I hope lots of people come out. It's going to be really fun. And again, it's free, family friendly. Bring the kids. It's at a beautiful winery, 6 to 9.
Thank you, MK. You're listening to The Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE.